What's up, y'all? You are now tuning in to Queen Queen World Podcast.
Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast, get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast, get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look. This the Queen Quimo Podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts all facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high, why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it, any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah, Midwest we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is April 26, 2020, and you're now listening to the Queen Quema Podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit, and happy Ramadan to everybody that's observing Ramadan this month, you know. Yeah, so, y'all know it's Sunday. Normally, well, back in the day, I was on a regular giving y'all self-check Sunday, but you know, my life have changed a whole lot. So I'm unable to, like, keep a balanced schedule. But I'm trying to get back to it, y'all. But, you know, I wanted to kind of, like, give y'all a positive episode. Give y'all some motivation for those who are trying to start businesses, get into entrepreneurship. You know, I get asked questions all the time. Because, like, a lot of people see my come up. And, you know, I'm still creeping on the come up. But I like to share information that I got for the next person, you know, because especially more than ever, because of the coronavirus, a lot of people have been wanting to get into entrepreneurship. So this episode will be talking about branding, starting a business, issues that you may come in contact with when you're starting your business, how to keep moving, how to build your brand, how to market your business, etc. And I was going to do a Zoom video, and then I was like, man, I really don't got time. Like, Sunday is the day I really want to chill, so I just wanted to chill today. So, I'm up. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday, and I have not been able to sleep at nighttime. My sleep schedule been all fucked up. So, I was like, well, since I'm up, let me go ahead and do this podcast episode so I could chill the rest of the fucking day. So, hopefully this episode helps you, and if it does, make sure you tell your mama, daddy, granddaddy, friend, relative to check out the Queen Quemo Podcast, and I'm on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. So yeah, let's go on and get into this. Okay, first things first, so a lot of people ask me this shit all the time. Like, how you start your business? How you do this? How you do that? Which I got a couple of episodes where I really touch on this shit on my podcast. So, like, if you just not listening to me, start tuning in. You know what I'm saying? I'll post the links to those other episodes in here because I actually gave more resources as to places that can help you with getting started. So, I'll post the links to those episodes in the notes description. But basically, if you want to start a business, the first thing you need to do is figure out, number one, what you're passionate about. Make sure it's a business that makes sense for you. I see a lot of people jumping into businesses that they see working for other people, and it's no shade to anybody, but like the big one right now is lashes. You know, another big one is hair. Let me see what else I see. I see a lot of boutiques being started, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with everybody jumping into a business. I mean, of course, it makes sense. But I want to, again, encourage people. Don't do things that just work for other people that you see working for other people. It may work for them for several different reasons. One of the reasons is this. A lot of people that are successful selling lashes already do hair. Or a lot of people that are really successful with doing selling the bundles of hair, they already do hair. So, like, I'm not saying that you can't be successful. You can, you know. But I think you got to look at what's around you, because sometimes, you know, a lot of people get into business because it's something that they're passionate about, or it made sense for them to do that at the time. So look around you, see what it is that you like possess trait-wise, gift-wise, what you enjoy doing. And if you need some motivation with trying to figure out like what it is you want to do with your life, you know, number one, spend some more time with you. So apparently, you know, we really ain't have much time other than time to spend time with ourselves because of the COVID virus. So I think that's now what's starting to get people to like really get into entrepreneurship or starting a business or whatever. So another thing that helps with inspiration, reading books, listening to good podcasts. There's a lot of good YouTubers out here. And just talking to people who's already in business, like just seeing if you could even get you a good mentor, you know. And so if you struggling with finding a mentor, or you don't really have the funds to get a mentor, you could go to score.org. You could get a free mentor, you know what I'm saying? So like, you know, it's ways to do things. Now, if you already know what you want to start your business in, but you just kind of need help with like laying it all out, here's some things that I advise. Number one, after you know what it is that you want to do, come up with a business name. You know, figure out how much money is going to cost you to start this business. That's extremely important. And so for starters, personally, as you start mapping out these things, figuring out what your business name is going to be, how you want to your logo to look, or how much it's going to cost you, when you start figuring that shit out, I think you need to go ahead and create a business plan. Like, literally, I don't move without one. I'm really big on writing shit down. So, create a business plan. Like, don't just have these ideas in your head. And don't keep just telling everybody what it is that you want to start. Really start solidifying your shit and write it out on paper. So, if you're struggling with having a business plan, or you're struggling with writing it, it don't got to be all fancy-smancy and all of that old bullshit. Like, look. It just got to make sense to you. Now, as you progress and you start getting really into your bag and your business start picking up, of course, you want to, like, you know, elevate your business plan a little bit. But for right now, shit, get you a handy-dandy notebook. Write it out. Write down your business name, what your business is going to represent, what it stands for, your mission, core values, and things of that nature. Your budget. Your budget should definitely be in the business plan. And the budget needs to also include things like marketing, supplies, packaging, shipping. You need to be putting all of these things into the budget, because it's extremely important for you to make the numbers make sense. Like, me personally, if the numbers don't make sense, like if it don't make sense to me on paper, I don't make a move, bro. Like, literally. And it's really extremely important, and it's because, like, this kind of prepares you and stops you from making some issues along the way, like, as you get into business. Like, I'll say, like, some of the challenges that I face, like, because these are some of the issues that you can start facing as you start a business. Number one, money. Like, that's the biggest one. That's the number one challenge that you start facing when you start your business, is money. Because a lot of times, we didn't understand, like, all of the deductions, or like how expensive it is starting up a business, or just how shit be happening. Some things you can't even predict. Like, you may really have to dump a lot of money or resources into your business. And then, depending on what type of business it is, Like, if you really into your bag and you really, like, trying to start a business, like, shit, you might have to pay for education. You might have to pay for training. You might have to hire additional help. So, like, certain things happen. They kind of, like, come up in your business that you least suspect that could start causing you issues. That was one of the things, like, for me is money. And I know it's probably a lot of things for other business owners is money. Neglecting marketing and sales. That's another big one. I think a lot of people struggle with marketing because they don't understand marketing. And I'm going to get a little bit more into that as we get into this episode. But, like, marketing and sales is a big one because, again, it goes to how you get in your bag. So, like, shit, you don't want to neglect educating yourself on marketing. You don't want to neglect the opportunity to get a sale. So, like, it's extremely important to, before understanding anything else, to, like, understanding, like, how you're going to market your product, how you're going to figure out your target, like, consumer. And one of the ways you do that, you start already preparing that out, even, like, in the very beginning of your business, probably even before you first get the product in your hand. Like, that should be on your business plan. Like, how are you going to market your business? And so, sometimes, well, I may as well just get into marketing now. Sometimes, we make marketing more difficult than what the fuck it is. Like, personally, I really feel like your personality plays a big part into your marketing. So, if you was trying to date somebody, and I use this as an example. If you was trying to date somebody, or you and somebody was going on a date, you're going to get dressed. You're going to put on, like, whatever it is that you, like, make you look extra attractive to win over that person you're trying to date. It's the same thing with sales. And a lot of times we think, like, if we dress and talk like a professional, that means that we're going to get a sale. That's one part. But also your personality, how you treat that customer, like, how you drawing that customer in, how much time are you spending getting to know your customers. All of that shit is important when it comes to marketing and sales. And so, you know, now, especially because of the pandemic, this is something that people need to be paying attention to. What are people doing? Like, where is people spending the majority of their time? Now, 95% of our time is spent in the house. And we in the house doing what? We're surfing the internet. So your internet presence needs to be, like, on point when you're trying to market and promote your business. Like, it's no reason why you have a business and none of your friends know you have a business or what the fuck your business is or what you're selling. Nobody, that's stupid, okay? So, like, your social media presence, your friends should know your business before you even, like, open your motherfucking mouth. Like, you should be that obnoxious with promoting your business. And if you're doing it the right way, it doesn't seem obnoxious, if you get what I'm saying. So, like, and this is another thing too, I tell people this all the time. If you post anything for your business, if you promoting anything for your business, make sure your posts are public. Stop having private ass pages and making private ass posts when the goal is to be getting some money. Like, if you're trying to promote and network your business, you should leave it open for not just your friends, but for your friends' friends and people you don't even know to be seeing what the hell you're selling. So don't set yourself up, like, to miss some money by, like, doing goofy ass shit like having a private ass page and making private ass posts. Like, that's the issue. What other issues are there? I made a little list. Lack of planning. Big issue. Lack of planning. I struggled with lack of planning a lot. I still do. Like, you can never plan enough in your business. Even when you think you planned everything out and you done it right, you still have to, like, leave some room for error and leave some time for planning. Just period. There's a lot of planning involved with your business. And so, like I said, even before you initially get started, you have to be planning. But even after you start, you still have to plan because it's going to help you with time management. Because that's another big issue. Me, personally, time management is, like, extremely, extremely fucking critical for me. Because, you know, not only do I have my business, you know, but I work. I've always had, like, a 9-to-5 job if I ain't fired, you know, because I get fired a lot. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, so sometimes things start crunching down. You might have to work a 16-hour shift, but then you might get 10 orders in one day. And then the next day you get another 10 orders. So like, when you just a solo entrepreneur, you have to not only, especially if it's a product-based business, you got to like allow yourself time to not only just get these orders up out the door, but allow yourself time to make product. And then you have to allow time to test product. And then, you know, so it just takes time. And so when you plan appropriately, you manage your time out better. And it just works in your favor. And I'm still, that's something that I'm trying to master. Like, I'm working hard on time management right now. And those are just some of the issues that could start coming up as you start your business. But it ain't nothing that should be discouraging. Like, you can, I guess, like, get nervous about it, but you'll overcome it. It's not nothing that you won't overcome. Like, that's the beautiful thing about business. Like, every single thing that, like, goes on into your business, you get a part to be a, like, you get a chance to be a part of something great within yourself. Like, something that you started, your own foundation, your own legacy. You're starting all of this, and then, like, you have to train yourself to be disciplined. Like, because this is your company, this is your brand. And so now, I really want to talk about branding, too. I really, really want to talk about branding. It's extremely important, y'all. And I think sometimes, like, with branding, people kind of get Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Queen Quamo podcast. I want you guys to do me a favor. Go to my website, queenquamo.com. Make sure you're subscribed. Also, check out the new features on my website. Couple of new things going on. We got hair care products, t-shirts, journals. Now we got the self-help theorem. So if you're trying to get some information about podcasting, want to know more about my hair care products, you could go to that self-help forum and get what you need. So that, again, go to queenquamo.com. So branding pretty much is like your business reputation. So branding sets your business apart from the rest of the world and from the rest of these businesses out here that may be doing the same exact thing you're doing. That's why it's important for you to have a brand. So, like, you could probably, right now, you know, if you think about colas, of course, the first brand of cola gonna come to your mind is either Coca-Cola or Pepsi. And it's because they have branded that they have branded themselves so well that you don't even think of any cola companies other than them, because they have marketed and represented themselves like accordingly. That's what the fuck you want to do with your brand. You want, when a person think about lashes, you want them to think about whatever the fuck your name is. When a person think about shoes, you want them to think about whatever the fuck your name is. And one of the, like, most important ways to, like, brand yourself into this, like, business or whatever industry you're in is being consistent. You have to be consistent. So whether that be making sure that you posting 3 to 5 social media posts a day about your business, that's not hard. Like, that's not hard. We be on fucking social media on straight bullshit, on stupid dumbass shit all day long. It's not hard for you to post 3 to 5 posts about your business every single day. Like, every single day. There's no reason why you can't do that. Even if you don't do it publicly, what's wrong with you DMing a few people that you DMing already and telling them about your business? You have to. Like, it's extremely important because you have a brand to represent. So not only do you need to be telling people about your business and being consistent, you need to have a logo. You know, a lot of people get caught up into the logos and that it got to be all extra fancy smancy. And don't get it twisted. It's important for your shit to look good. You do need to make sure you look good. So shout out to my boy, Amir Graphics, a.k.a. Robert Brown from Elkhart. You know, I always go to him and get my logos. But anyways, it is important for you to have some shit that look good, like that represents you. But if you're a little low on funds and you're just trying to get started, there's some ways you can make you a logo. There's a lot of places you can make them for free. And one of the places I love going to is Canva. I literally use Canva for a lot. I use Canva sometimes to make logos. I use Canva sometimes to make cover art. I use Canva sometimes to make cheap logos until I could get to my boy, you know. Now, a great logo, like a good designer logo, is definitely important as you start stepping your game up. But just to have something to work with, you need some sort of logo, you know. You need to have some sort of logo for your business. So, again, you know, there's too many options out here for you to not have a logo, but you have a business. Those are some things that you could start doing in the beginning. Like, okay, I want to start this business. All right, well, this is what you could do. Come up with your name, your business name. Get it trademarked. You could get a trademark in your state for $10, okay? Get your name trademarked. Start doing additional research. See how you want to start your business, whether it be sole proprietorship, LLC, or a corporation. Like, you know, it's different sorts of businesses that everybody want to register with. Do your research. Figure out which one works for you. But if you just want to get started, you know, you can literally have your business started for like $30. If you wanted to start a sole proprietorship, you could start your business for like $30. You know what I'm saying? If you wanted to go ahead and LLC up, it's probably about $125. Do your research, figure out how you want to start your business, and then go from there. But when it comes to branding your business, you definitely need a name, a nice catchy name. You need a nice catchy logo, okay? But if you, until you could get the logo that you really want, you want to make a free one, go to canva.com and make you a logo. And then go holler at my boy Rob. Okay? Go do that. Like, you can make you a logo. Stop just saying you're going to start a business and for real start that motherfucker and put everything down on paper. Write it down step by step. Write your name down. Write your business plan down, etc. So then on top of that, you got to, like, write down your brand messaging. Messaging is important. What is your brand representing? What do you want people to know about your brand? That's extremely important for like marketing and everything else. Branding goes hand in hand with marketing. Them motherfuckers work together. Okay? And then on top of that, like, what's your brand story? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the message that you want them to have, like, what is the story behind it? Like, what's the backstory? Like, why did you want to do this? So this is all extremely important, man. Like, you could really figure a lot of this shit out within you creating your business plan before you even start the business. Creating the business plan, you should know at the top of your head why you started your business. It should be real to you. It should be memorized and ingrained into your heart. You should know that. Like, when people ask you what you do and what you sell, you should be able to reply to them. And one of the ways of doing that is by putting shit down on paper and being organized. And then it becomes more real to you. You know what I'm saying? So write your shit down. Like, write down a plan. And then, like I said, man, being consistent. It's a lot of dope-ass businesses out here. It's a lot of dope brands. But I think a lot of them get unnoticed, and it's because they're not consistent. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent with the way that you promote your business. You have to be consistent with the way that you deliver your products out. And shit, it's really hard. Like I said, I ain't trying to act like I got it all figured out. No, it's extremely hard, especially when you're doing things by yourself. It's rough, but it'll be all right. You know, just get over the humps. Continue to reach out and get counsel from people. Get you a good business mentor. Take advantage of these free resources out here. There's so many free resources. And so, again, the other episode that I did like this, it was like some months back. I actually posted like a ton of like resources. Like score.org was one. SBA.gov was another. I don't remember what all I said. And I ain't got the notes in front of me right now. But y'all should check out that episode as well. And literally, man, it's too much shit out here to not get started with your business. Like, it's not that hard to get started. But the hard part is to stay motivated. Because sometimes you get started and you get all this fire And then you got all of this stuff going, and then you like, ugh, I just don't feel like it. I'm just tired. I'm just this. So here are some ways that you can stay motivated. If you're starting to feel like that within your business, or you're just feeling like you're drained, or you feel like you're doing so much and it's not working, now I want to give you some motivation. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Queen Quamo. I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. Also, I want you to check out my other show, Black Hair Care Matters. Black Hair Care Matters is an addition to the Queen Quamo Podcast Productions. It's embracing Black queens to love and take care of their natural hair. We will be discussing hair tips, our heritage, Black history facts, and just history in general. We'll talk about the struggles, the process, and the beauty products in all aspects associated with the feminine side of queens. So if this sounds like a show that you might be interested in, go ahead and check out Black Hair Care Matters. That's available on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. All right, so look, I know, look, it's very draining being an entrepreneur. Although, like, it's a lot of fucking roller coasters, ups and downs. Like, you might have bomb ass weeks where you getting hella fucking sales, but then, or like, you might get like a dumb ass like partnership with somebody or something, right? And you be on cloud nine, so like, shit going good, but then you also have those days where you like, shit, overswamped with fucking orders, overswamped with life, you just tired, or you might not be overswamped with orders, you might not be getting no orders. You might be putting more money into it and more time into the business than anything, and it's just, you just feel like it's not working. So here's some things you could do to get motivated. Number one, realize that it's temporary, okay? All of the big businesses, every last one of these big businesses, especially the ones that come from the ground to the top, they have had their adversities, whatever the fuck you call that shit. They've had their like rough times. They had their struggle times. And being consistent and making sure that you like doing your all, it will pay off. You feel me? Seek counsel. Find you someone that you can talk to. Find you a good business mentor. Find other people that's in your profession that you can network with. And y'all start talking. You know, because you never know how many people are going through the same thing or have went through the same thing that you've went through that can actually help you through the situation. So don't be afraid to, like, try to talk to people that's in your scope, that's in your realm, because there's some dope ass entrepreneurs out here, especially in the Black community. You feel me? I don't give a fuck what they talk about, but look here, my Black peoples hold me down. I'm talking about from customers to other business owners, entrepreneurs. Like, I've met some dope ass people. Even though I meet some shady ass people, I don't like to acknowledge them as much as I do the dope ones. So like, open your mouth. You know, just don't be ashamed, you know, don't feel like you're too proud, and just reach out to some of these entrepreneurs that's in your realm. And if you don't know where to find people, use your social media. It's too many social media groups for you to not find somebody that's doing what you do. And even though some of them may not welcome you, welcome you with open arms. You might have some that might be resistant to you. You might find somebody else that may be in a different field of business that could still help you. So reach out to these different business owners, these different entrepreneurs, and get into some of these groups and ask questions. You know, ask questions and really engage with people who are doing or have done what you've done. You know, another way you can stay motivated, man, set a routine. Set a routine, even if it's nothing but 2 to 3 hours a day. Set a routine to do something in your business. Okay, like for me, what I do, I have set some work hours because, you know, I was unemployed for like a month or something. And, you know, I was waiting on unemployment and shit, but that shit never came. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, I was unemployed for a while. And so I was starting to get really depressed. And so what I started doing was just create me a schedule. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wake up 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna like groom, you know, say my prayers or whatever, and I'm gonna eat. And from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I'm gonna just work. And so from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I created me a work schedule. Like, okay, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, I'm going to get on here. I'm going to send out 200 emails to customers. And then if I get done with the sending the emails out early, then I'm going to check on my previous customers. If I get done with that early, okay, then I'm going to go ahead and start scouting for new people. So I'll do that for like 2 hours. Then after that, I'm like, okay, now if I got runs to do for the post office, I'm going to go to the post office. So I'm going to gather all my orders. I'm going to go to the post office. And then if I got like 2 hours after that, I'll go through like paperwork, like all of my paperwork, my receipts, and just start like balancing it out. So sometimes, you know, that's what's happening too. Like, we become too relaxed as business owners and entrepreneurs. Like, we become too relaxed and we get out of schedule and get out of routine and we start lacking discipline. And so we start falling out of love with the business. And it's because we don't have that structure. Like, even with you, when you have a job that's more disciplined, you don't be late to that motherfucking job because you know what you got to do. And it start being like ingrained in you. It disciplines you. So routine is extremely important because it builds discipline. And then that discipline will help you stay motivated, like to keep in your business like fire that you need to, like, you know, be the shit. And then also set rewards. So if you have a really good week, well, you done accomplished your goals for sales. You had a really good week where you accomplished your goals for keeping your business organized and time management. Set a reward. Treat yourself. Like, all right, shit, I'm going to get drunk this day. Or, you know, I don't know what goals y'all got for y'all, but getting drunk is one of the goals sometimes. All right, shit. This is real shit. But, or, you know, set up a reward like, you know, go out to eat or, you know, buy yourself something. You know, really start rewarding yourself for all your fucking hard work because, shit, you did that shit. You know, so those are some ways to, like, stay motivated. And then, too, stop talking to motherfuckers like they get on your nerves. Like, I say this shit all the time, but people really get on your nerves and they're not really business-oriented. And anytime you're trying to talk about your business, they don't want to talk about business. They just want to talk about stupid shit or Facebook or just dumbass shit. Just stay away from them for a while so you can get your motivation going and keep your motivation going for your business. Because it's not that they, like, mean anything by it. They just don't understand what you're going through mentally and how hard it is for you as an entrepreneur. So, like, don't be mad at them. Just stop fucking talking to them and get your bag right. And then after that, you know, y'all be good. Whatever. What is another thing you gotta do? Let me think of some other shit I'll be doing to stay motivated. Reading. You know, reading good books that inspire me. Listening to good podcasts that inspire me. I love a good start from the bottom story. I love a good motivational book. I done told y'all this book before. But man, T.D. Jakes' book, Soar. It's a dope-ass book strictly for that. Even some books that you may not necessarily think may be good for you, like, business-wise, it could be, like, some funny shit. Just start having that outlet to, like, kind of just reduce some of that stress to keep you motivated as well. And, man, praying, you know, prayer really will take you through some of these trials as you go through shit in your business, you know, really praying, prayer. And, man, getting some sleep. You know what I'm saying? Getting some fucking sleep. Even though I ain't been getting no sleep. Sleep is definitely on the menu, though, for today. That's why I was like, yeah, I ain't doing no fucking Zoom. I ain't doing none of that shit today. What I'm going to do today is do this fucking podcast episode. And then I'm going to sleep. You know? Because I've had a, like, good week. Very good week. But, yeah, man. I think I'm done offering tips. Hopefully this helps somebody. I don't know how helpful it was. I hope it was helpful. If you guys have questions or other shit or whatever. See, I'm trying to be professional on this motherfucker, but I'm getting tired. But anyways, if y'all got questions or, like, there's some other things that y'all would, like, want to hear on this podcast, just holler at your girl. You know, I want to help. I want to offer services to people because, like I said, Corona, if anything else, has taught everybody that they need to get up in their bag and start securing some money from extra streams of income, because when this shit hit us, you know, it really affected a lot of people, even business owners. So it's important to try to have like 7 to 8 to 12 or however many fucking streams of fucking income just in case something like this happened again. So I completely understand and get while everybody getting into business and trying to become an entrepreneur. But I just really think that we start elevating our minds and really thinking about what is a necessity right now. You know, so like literally when the economy started hitting, like when this shit started hitting the economy, one of the first businesses everybody started opening was goddamn, hand sanitizer. They started opening hand sanitizer businesses. People started opening, selling masks, you know, because we're going to need them. But I think even more than that, what people ain't started thinking about, and I actually got a phone call about this, was life insurance. Normally, when stuff like this start happening, people start really going into them insurance policies and getting them life insurance policies just because they had that scare of death. You know, life insurance. So it's a lot of entrepreneurs that I know that's selling life insurance right now, and they doing really good. You know what I'm saying? They doing good selling this shit. A lot of people starting to get into stocks. My cousin, she been putting me on game to that. Shout out to my cousin Monique. Like, she always put me on game, dropping some gems. She actually, man, like, doing some Zooms, just helping a lot of black people. And that's just really what she all about. So I fucks with my cousin. Shout out to her. But, you know, people start getting into stocks. What else? I mean, it's just a lot. You know, I just see a lot of people just really trying to make ends meet out here, trying to get into business. But it's just so much shit, like, that's desperately fucking needed in the world. Like, desperately. And I think anybody that's trying to get into business or trying to become an entrepreneur, I think they should really take a look at what the fuck is going on. And, you know, don't miss an opportunity to become a millionaire by trying to do what you see work for somebody else. Like I told y'all in my other episode, man, I said I wanted to start a cleaning business, and it's because I saw my cousin start a cleaning business, and I saw it work good for her. So I'm like, shit, I know how to clean up. Shit, I'm going to start me a cleaning business too. And didn't work because it wasn't my passion. It was not for me. So sometimes we be hurting ourselves and we be killing ourselves trying to do something that's not for us. Figure out what is for you. Like, there's a lot of dope-ass opportunities out there. There's a lot of, like, markets that ain't been touched yet that we need. So really elevate y'all mind. And hopefully this episode helps some people, you know. I don't know much. Like I said, I'm fresh into business. But, man, I'm learning a lot. So every time I learn something, like, share with people what I learn. But I'm up out of here, man. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go to sleep. I love y'all. I want to shout out to my customers. Shout out to all of my fucking Queen Quamo supporters, man. Shout out to y'all, like, for buying t-shirts, coffee mugs, hair care products, journals, inboxing me, texting me, listening to the podcast. Y'all the shit, man. Y'all the shit. Like, literally, it ain't been that long. I think I started this podcast. Well, I know I started this podcast January 7th, 2018. And, man, I done grew, like, a lot. And my audience then grew with me. And my audience then grew because of some of my audience members. So shout out to y'all for telling people, man, check out this podcast. It's dope. Shout out to y'all for listening every day. Like, to my friends, my family that I know fucks with me. Even the ones I don't know that fucks with me. Thank y'all for listening. Tuning in. Like, shit. I love y'all. Like, I'm sending a big air hug. Fucking love y'all, man. Y'all the shit. So, it's been busy. Like, it's been really busy for me. I've had a really, really great month in fucking sales. So, literally, shout out to y'all. Shout out to my retailers, House of Beauty, Miss Cutie. That's the House of Beauty, Miss Cutie Beauty Supply Store on the east side of Indianapolis, located in the Washington Square Mall. Man, they the shit. They doing drop-off deliveries. So, if you've been needing your bundles, needing some hair care products, some beard products, some brushes, y'all been needing anything like that, man, go check them out. Call them. You can just Google them up. They'll call you, FaceTime you. They'll get you whatever you need and drop it off and bring it to you. They very good peoples. And so, also ask about my products, man. They carrying my shit in the store. So, they got my shampoo, my conditioner, my curl cream, and my oils. Go ahead and check out House of Beauty, Miss Cutie, man. They are amazing. So, yeah. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. Yeah, I'm going to sleep. But, yeah. Tell your mommy and daddy, your granddaddy, to listen to Queen Quamo Podcast.